During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
This is John Batchelor speaking with cosmologist Patricio Gallego from the University of Pennsylvania. Building a telescope to see deep into the cosmos, the three elements, matter, dark matter, and dark energy. These three components are theories. We see matter, but we don't see dark matter, and we don't see dark energy. We believe it's there, and Patricio explains why. However, in order to confirm the working cosmology, you need to find the particle that makes up dark matter. And you need to find the wavelength or something close to it that makes up dark energy. It's a mystery. The universe is expanding because of dark energy. Galaxies are held together and don't spin out of control because of dark matter. But we can't see it. We can't test it. We can't find it. We can talk about it. Here's Patricio. Much more of this later.
Yeah, so...
Just a minute, I'll set it up. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm with David Livingston, Hotel Mars, Episode N, and we're very thrilled to be speaking with the cosmologist, Patricio Gallardo, who has published in Physical Review Letters evidence of that Newton was right, that's always reassuring, and evidence that something called dark matter is the explanation that reaffirms that Newton was right in the vast distances between clusters, between galaxy clusters, vast distances. Doesn't matter how close you are or how far apart you are, Newton works. However, Patricio, we give you an unlimited budget. What do you want to do next in your researches? Please.
So I work with an international collaboration of scientists who built a special kind of telescope that observes this afterglow of the Big Bang, the cosmic microwave background radiation. And with this observable, we can put to the test our best understanding of cosmology, which is a physical theory that describes the universe in its longest scales. It not only describes the universe in its longest scales, but it also tries to explain the universe history. So how was the universe when the cosmic microwave background was released? And what happened between that moment until today? So how did matter coagulate to form these large structures, such as galaxy clusters? And what the universe is made of? For instance, we know that the universe is made of three components. One is the regular matter that we all are familiar with. We think the universe is made of also of dark matter. And there's a third component, which is the most mysterious one, which is called dark energy. Dark energy is basically the energy you need to make the universe expand in an accelerated manner as we observe it today. And with these telescopes, we can try to put to the test these theories to see if we can find new physics.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.